Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sorry. I'm on now, y'all. I told you it's been a long time, and I'm learning how to work this board. Y'all got to forgive me, but I'm here. This show is dedicated to Mr. Kevin Frantz. It's dedicated to Mr. Kevin Frantz, man. I'm not gonna eulogize him or nothing. But you know what I want to do is just talk about this the cat that I knew. You know, me and Kevin wasn't like no super tight friends when we first met. You know, he worked for me at Midwest. We seen each other in passing, and that was it. But a lot of people that call themselves my buddies, you know, everybody was riding out. I was doing doing Lawless Radio. I was letting everybody know I'm getting ready to do it. At that time, the show was actually being built for somebody else, and it was just a venture for Lawless Entertainment, you know, and I had been building up, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in and check out my girl. Well, things didn't go as planned. We went separate ways, but the show still had to go on. And reluctantly, I jumped in, and I did the show host thing that night, you know, and everybody was fucking riding out with me, and I got back to work. The dude that I hardly ever talked to walked up. So I see you doing radio. Like, yeah, man, I did radio. But you said it was going to be a gal. There wasn't no gal on that show last night. Anybody know Mississippi know exactly how he came, you know? And that was his whole thing. Like, where was the girl? You know what I'm saying? You had me tuning in, waiting for this lady, and there was no lady on that show. Mississippi was insulted. You know, tragically, we lost him, you know, and as Mississippi would say, he's been lawless since the inception. So I felt it only befitting that, you know, we do this tribute show for Mississippi. We're talking about, at one point, Lawless Radio had 7 shows a week, and Mississippi made his round across all those shows. Mississippi was as much a fixture on those shows as the hosts were, you know. Anybody that is tuned in and, you know, past hosts, and I got different people. I got a bunch of people from Milwaukee, from Midwest Airlines tuning in. And, you know, anybody that knew the show knew him because you would have people asking about that crazy dude that was on the show. Oh, man, that man said this, that man said that. You know, I mean, in Mississippi, you know, he was never the sharpest tool. I'm here. Mm-hmm. We can hear you, man. Mm-hmm. Man, it's sad that we lost him. But, again, you know, for Lawless Radio, I want to remember him, you know, because we had some times. Unfortunately, I was not able to do what it is I wanted to do. And what I wanted to try to do was a bunch of sound bites from him. And I'm still going to find a way to make it happen when I download the shows and everything. Because it's so large and rendering, it's hard to edit out small portions. So I really wanted to actually grab his sound bites and have him on the show tonight saying things that only Mississippi would say. That's it. That is it. What's going on, Katrice?
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I hear you. I hear you. I hear you.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm here. Man, it's good to just hear your voice on the radio here. Just to be here and just to tribute Mississippi Red.
Man,
you know,
it's good to hear yours.
He was a staple. He was a staple of the Lawless family. He helped. I still sit back and talk to folks. You know, we had this radio show, Mississippi Red. He did the thing. He did the thing.
He did his thing. Yeah. I'm a thespian. Did you say lesbian? No, I said thespian. Did you say lesbian? No, you. Now, you was an educated man, Chairman. You was an educated man, Chairman. You know it. You know I ain't no lesbian. This is Mississippi.
I was when I got the word that he had passed, I said, oh no, not the great one, not the great Mississippi Red.
Yes.
To all his family, our condolences go out to you.
Yes.
I know he's been gone a while, but you know it's still fresh, and you know anytime anybody goes somewhere, anytime you know leave this earth. We know that, you know, they're always going to be remembered. I think, wonder if Buck trying to dial in or not. We'll see if Buck come on though. But, oh, man.
It's about those memories, though. That's the thing, Patrice. It's when you leave here, I mean, we all know we came here to leave. There is no expectation of immortality, you know, being here. And you don't know your expiration date, but it's about memories. If you have memories, and again, we're not his flesh family, but we will be carrying his memory, because right now in my day life, you know, I do the, my vernacular is astute. You know, this is Mississippi. This is Mississippi. You know, things that only Mississippi would say. I remember I had that segment on the show, things that only Mississippi would say. And now hey, for fear of being canceled, we will not repeat a lot of the things that he was saying.
No.
We will not be repeating those tonight.
It just always made me think about, I said, man, it go through the years. I mean, because he was with us for years.
Years.
And he was if we had dedicated fans, but Mississippi Red was a dedicated fan. Hands down, dedicated.
I was looking and had the picture. You know the Lawless Radio Awards, him and my cousin Mel Lawless. Shout out to Mel Lawless. He's going to be tuning in tonight. But they won the Most Outrageous Couple Award.
Yes.
And he wasn't happy with just that award. He was mad because my daughter won the, Lawless Radio Biggest Supporter. It was some kind of award like that. Me and his man talked about this as recent as like April, May-ish, you know. Every time we would talk, he would, you got to come back to the radio. You got to come back and do your show. I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to do it. No, you got to come back, and I'm going to be on you. Okay, I'm going to be on the show. Yeah, you got to have another award show. You got to have another Long Radio Award show. Because you know I was robbed only because that was your daughter. Only because that was your daughter. I'm like, man, dude, the award show was like 6-7 years ago. You still underwater? You're still underwater about that? The man was still underwater about the doggone award show.
I remember that. He said, I need about two or three of them awards. You know, I'm here. I do all this.
I do everything. Since the inception.
Exactly.
That is Mississippi. Hey, me and Mississippi will argue in the green room, and then we get back on the radio like we ain't been arguing. Get back.
Right.
He was a professional, and he would say it. Wait, Chairman.
Yeah.
Well, when we get, I said, man, I'm not gonna bring you back on, man. If you still finna be doing all of this and that, Mr. Chairman, I'm a professional. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna do that and bring him back into the show just to have him, you know, prove he was a professional. And
yeah.
He would not cut up. And we just got through cussing each other out in this doggone green room. But he was a professional.
Yep.
He did not do that. Hold on, let me see. I got somebody. Let's see who we got. We got somebody calling from 423 area code. Who do we got on the line?
It's Mel Lawless.
Mel Lawless, look up. What's up, baby?
Hey. You doing great, Mississippi Red.
Mississippi Red, the great. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to call them, the great. The thespian.
Okay.
I'm here.
You got his voice down pat.
Do y'all remember when he was on the show and I kept doing his voice, Catrice, and you kept telling him to quit playing? You thought it was him? And it was me.
Yeah.
I'm here. Hello?
Yeah.
He said, but that's not me. Oh, God.
Yeah. I was like, man, Mississippi.
No.
So, Mel, tell us your favorite. What's your favorite memory in Mississippi Red in the Lawless days?
Man, I have so many. Just because he would mess my show up.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be sitting right in front of each other. I'm like, if you don't shut up. He was hilarious. That's why they called us the most outrageous, because we would get on there arguing.
Yes. That's why. That's how y'all won. Nobody argued on the show. Y'all did more arguing. Y'all had phones. We had to tell you to hang up one of the phones because y'all getting feedback. Y'all are on two separate phones on the same show. Argue with each other. Now you set up a Mel Lawless.
In the same house.
Oh God.
Yes. Oh God. That's how we most outrageous.
Yeah.
I just have so many memories, and up until the end, we still talk, and we still will be going at it right up until the end.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that I got those last few days in him. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was still a fan. He didn't change. That's one thing.
No.
He was still a
good fan. No, he didn't. I was looking at a message. I think it was like May 12th, I think it said. It was something I put up about the Bulls, and he had sent me some message about I got to get a real basketball team. Something like that he had put up there, but we ended up getting back over into this, me getting back on the radio thing. You know, and I mean, he was the same thing, he's there, man. You know, you know I'm Lawless. He always end every, if I show you every last one of our messages, it always end in, you know I'm Lawless, right? It would always end the same way. It would always end. So, I know where his heart was, so, you know, there's no, you know, how you always wonder where you stand with a person, the way Mississippi was, and that was one of the things that kind of got us to getting along at work. You know, it's a lot of people tuning in from the airport, and they probably get mad, but Mississippi was one of the few guys around there that put his foot down. You know, we had a lot of people around there that used to JoJo dance. You know, they tap dance. Not Mississippi. Mississippi roared like a lion, and if you didn't want the lion to bite your ass, you just stayed away from him. and that was him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you knew where you stood at all times. He didn't whisper what he was going to say. Number one, his ass didn't know how to whisper. He talked loud as hell for no reason, you know. So
right.
He was just loud and period. And he roared. And, I mean, for me and him, because we would have some of the same problems with some of the same people, you know, it's like, you know, he had told me this one time. He said, yeah, you're not like these other people. You put him in this place, you know. I like that about you. You know, it's like, what was you expecting? I ain't do that for you, homie. That was for me. You know? But
right.
It would be the same way with him. And you always knew where you stood. And I said that out of everything, that was the thing that I respected the most. Now, one of the things that was the scariest always, I flew in and out of the airport every week. You know, I flew home to Atlanta and I flew back. Well, Mississippi would greet me at my flight to talk to me about the show. Now, keep in mind, Mississippi don't know how to whisper. Oh, man, that shit you were talking about. We are in an airport, and I'm the manager. I'm getting off the plane where I'm supposed to write him up for talking like that. Like, oh, hell, let me get back on this damn plane. I'm going back home. I'm not dealing with this.
I can say, you know, one thing I can say, I don't think Mississippi ever got on that show sober.
No, I don't think he did either.
I don't think it was one time he was ever sober on that show.
I got some of that brown. I got some of that brown. You know what he's saying? No. Hey, I got to do this one thing. Once I hit play, y'all going to recognize. But this dude wanted this song, and I need to play this first thing I thought about when I saw that text from Mel. So I'm going to play this one, and then we coming back, y'all.
All right.
I keep on running. course it will. But until that day, let's stress and know it's great. God will make a way. Hey, yeah, yeah. So to everyone that's going through something, hold your head up high.
Patrice Knight, though,
that street night. Okay, sister. Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
I appreciate that, Mississippi Red. Yeah.
He said, that's her
night.
I rode up there to the airport. And I met him at the airport, pulled up.
Oh,
and I said, look at this little itty bitty little thing here. Oh my goodness.
I can put that big old voice.
Hey, you could have put him in your luggage and left with him.
Yeah.
I mean, he itty bitty. But that voice was big, though. The voice was big.
Yes, it was.
When you heard him on the radio, you was looking for somebody like Biggie. You looking for Biggie Small. You wasn't looking for Spike Lee.
Right.
No.
That's even initially how we met, you know. We met on life.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Man.
We had four crazy years together. Lord, were they crazy.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, take my word. I was listening to some of the back shows, you know, because I wanted to get some of his snippets. I'm still gonna find a way to get them. Just once you download them, and you know, the files are large, because again, these 2 hour shows, you know, and then when you take into consideration, before we used to have the after show that gave us an extra hour. So we got some 3 hour shows in there, some 2 hour, 30 minute shows, and all of that. So downloading them in there, those are large files, and trying to dissect pieces out, because I honestly, you know, I went to different shows that I remembered, you know, and listened like, yeah, that dude's crazy. I want this piece, you know, and I really wanted to get some stuff on there, because I mean, you know, being honest, it actually took me on a memory journey. You know, it's like, wow, we really had fun. You know, we really had fun.
Oh, yeah.
And if anything, we got to take our hat off to ourselves, because we invented this internet radio. We invented this.
Oh,
so we got to take our hat off. We did this here. I know a lot of people started doing it
after they seen me do it. I still know people that was like, how do y'all do that?
Absolutely, and some stars came up out of Lawless Radio too. They on TV doing commercials.
Did they not? Hey,
hello.
I still got the emails from the people thanking us for breaking their doggone records. The Lady Gloria, we did the record. What was her song? Whatever it is, Lady Gaga ended up re-recording it. You know, and it's like, man, you go back. It was here first. So yeah, Lawless Radio. And I mean, every day. You know, I tune in because, you know, like I said, we got LSO. She does her show on Monday night. So, you know, I tune in to listen. And when I'm listening, you know, you're just missing. But it's only 24 hours in a day. And, man, I got at least 22 of them occupied.
Trying to find that time because I, you know, truth be said, I said, man, I got to get back on the air, but when?
You definitely were.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Definitely.
When? You know, life take us a whole different direction. You're like, okay, where can I carve out 2 hours of this 24?
Yep. Where can you carve them out? Hey, and then keeping in mind now, if Mississippi Red made Lawless Radio After Dark Too Dirty for Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we were in trouble for Lawless Radio After Dark. Can you imagine right now speaking on some of the stuff that's going on? Man. Let me tell you, Patrice, I am petrified right now to talk on some of this stuff. Because last time I was on radio, you know, I'm calling out some police, you know, and we have a man, that wasn't good for business. That wasn't good for business.
What?
Canceling poor people hit different. Let me tell you, canceling poor people hit different. You cancel Michael Jordan, he got some dollars to fall back on. You cancel the chairman? The chairman got his mask on again, knocking on your front door. I gotta eat.
See?
But man,
let me send
a shout out real quick. Shout out to my man Tracy. Tracy worked with us out at Midwest. Tracy said Mississippi was a character. If you really knew him, he wasn't as bad as he seemed. Mississippi was a real good dude. I'm going to miss that brother. We ended up crossing paths again after we wasn't working together. Hey, shout out, Tracy. I remember Tracy, man. Shout out, man. Any of y'all listening, man, y'all, hey, shoot y'all favorite Lawless Radio moment, especially if you're on my Facebook page. You know, I used to say I didn't like seeing those bubbles pop up at the bottom of the screen so much, but today I can take them. You know, I can take those bubbles popping up. So shoot me some Facebook messages, you know, just a salute to my guy.
Awesome guy. And just an overall supporter, you know, you get people that ride with you, and you can honestly say that Mississippi Red was a friend, a true friend. If you knew him and was able, you know, in the beginning, I always remember when he was on my show, come on my shows, I look at Buck, I said, here come this fool again. And then I'm like, you know what? I said, let me chill out. Let me just warm up to him. I said, okay, you know what? I kind of like you.
Yes. When you get to know him, what it was he had a powerful, aggressive personality. And that rubbed some people the wrong way. And, you know, again, because he was loud, uh-oh, hey, here we go. We got LSO. This is my girl, LSO. She's on. I know she done had some Mississippi moments. LSO, what's going on, baby?
Hola, ¿cómo está?
All right, now. Drop that lingo.
Yeah, I'm españoles.
Hey, no habla. No habla. Poquito.
No habla. All I know is hola.
Hey, I got poquito. I only got a couple of words. I know. That's it.
That's it, poquito?
Poquito.
Hola, Lawlessers. What's good? How's everybody doing this evening?
Man, awesome, everybody
awesome,
is good.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, first off, when TL reached out to me, he didn't say who it was. So I immediately just started posting. Come on, y'all, let's send some love his way. Then when I saw the name, I said, I know that name. Now, I haven't been around as long as y'all have been around. But I said, I know that name. And he and I would fuss in my group in reference to whatever the conversation was. We would literally go back and forth and fussing, and then the fussing wasn't over. He'll come in the inbox, and we fussing in the inbox. I said, oh, you worry about this life, right?
Yes, Mississippi is about that life.
And then I haven't seen him in a while. So I, you know, put up a post, and I tagged him. And then, you know, he came on and he said he was sick. He was in the hospital. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, sending prayers. I prayed, you know, for recovery, whatever it is. And then we chatted for a minute. And then I was like, okay, he's MIA again. You know, let me hit him up. And I didn't hear nothing this time. And then the next thing, I see TL information. And I was like, hey, I know him. But I've never physically met him. But you would think I've met him the way we would bicker on social media in reference to a post or a comment or something, and we would literally go at it. And I'm not scared of you, and I'm not backing down.
Right.
But, you know, that's one of the memories that I actually enjoyed from him. He was good. He was good for the show, good for conversation, and he did drop some knowledge. Always say, go ahead and drop your jewels, go ahead and drop your jewels. And he'll just crack up laughing. So I was like, wow. But condolences to him and his family. Well, to his family, rather. So I wish nothing but the best and, you know, the strength to carry on and move on and just enjoy the memories because that's all we have. One thing that is assured is death. No matter how long we live on this earth, we are guaranteed to die. We just don't know the date or the time, so just be prepared. And just leave loving memories and love on the people while you have them, because the same day you're talking to them could be the same day as the last conversation you had with them.
Absolutely.
And enjoy every piece of it.
Amen.
That dude,
I mean, I give it to him. Like you said, he called, he hit the show. Because he would hit me after he get into it with people on the shows. You know, I'm not going to say the one young lady name, but she actually left Lawless Radio because she was arguing with him. And when I tell you, the argument was over hair, you know, Mississippi, you know, was talking about, you know, how, you know, God didn't want man to shave his hair, you know, and a woman shouldn't shave it. And he was talking about how he like a forest down there. And all that, you know, so that and she was saying that, you know, she didn't want him calling it to a show, you know. I'm like, well, I can't go and block this man's phone number. I don't have the means. What you got to do is recognize his number and don't bring him home. And this wasn't the answer for her. We had the Facebook group, the Unchained group. And him or her was still going at it in the Unchained group. You know, nothing he said was disrespectful, you know, but she was still offended. Like, well, if you don't block him in the group, you know, I'm just going to take myself out of the group. Well, I mean, he hasn't disrespected you. He is telling you his point of view. You're saying yours. This is what dialogue comes about, you know. What are you going to do when somebody challenged you on the radio over something that they're really passionate over? Him, he just figured he got a rise out of you. I know Mississippi. He got a rise out of you for what he did, and he is enjoying this. That's all this is.
Yeah.
But
she
quit.
That's
all it was. She quit. I'm not. You're not recording me. Okay.
Sometimes you got to be ready for the battle. But see, that's the part of being on radio. Everyone is not going to agree with you. And that's how you have a conversation. Because if I say something and both of you agree with me, that's the end of the conversation. But if you challenge me, then now we have a dialogue going back and forth. Because we both trying to think why we are right or why we are wrong or whatever the case may be. I mean, come on. And at any time, she always could have clicked the button and put them on hold. If it meant that much. Yeah. But
I mean, because I
had all control.
I've been plenty of time.
I'm getting texts. I'm getting messages. Hey, I think Mel even done hit me. Hey, he said he gonna calm down now if you bring him back on the show. Sometimes you had to do it. Hold on, she back mail back on too. Sometimes you had to do it because he would take off running like a doggone freight train. That was it. It was no, and it depending on how drunk he got. If he got too drunk,
Oh, Lord.
Man. Hey, dude, we don't do no cussing. It's after 10. Love's ready out the door. Oh, I'm sorry, Sherman. I got to watch my motherfucking mouth.
What? I just can't do cuss.
No.
He didn't have a filter. He definitely did not have a filter.
No, he did not. He definitely, and I'm telling you, somebody that he used to work for, I still, you know, you can't talk about disciplinary and all of that, but let me tell you, that was just him all around together. And when I found out he was a school teacher, I had to pull him to the side. I said, hey, let me holler at you, bro. I said, you a school teacher? Yes, I am. He said, this here ain't my bread and butter. Like, oh, do you talk to your students like this? Well, this is a different environment. The policy dictates that you can't talk like that at work. Well, this ain't my bread and butter. Do you work here for free? Or are you paid like the rest of us? You know, answer these questions. But that was Duke. He was highly intelligent.
He was the smartest person I've ever met. Like, he taught me so much.
Yes. He read stuff, and he sent me to books that, you know, different books I hadn't heard anybody talking about. He sent me to different books, you know, like, and that would be how he would say it. Sherman, you're a highly intelligent man. I know you are familiar with the writings of Woop Wop the Bam. I know perhaps you have probably read da-da-da-da. No, dog, I ain't never heard of that, man. Is that like some Dr. Seuss stuff? You know, and me and him would roast each other back and forth, but after you go and check out the book, like, damn, you know, come back, and y'all have a real conversation up until he flipped the Mississippi Red switch. Now, he had Kevin France, and then he had Mississippi Red. Now, once the Mississippi Red switch flipped, I don't give a damn what y'all were talking about. It was all crazy and downhill from there. That was it. You couldn't bring Mississippi Red up the hill. He never went back up there to meet Kevin France. They never met each other. One was up the hill and the other was sliding down fast.
I would call
but
him
a
gremlin.
Gremlin.
You know, you got the sweet one, and then after midnight, the other one come out.
After
Gizmo
midnight.
You got Gizmo, then after midnight, you get the crazy one.
Oh, man. And I'm not going to doubt you on that one. I'm not going to doubt you on that one.
I gave him Gizmo. That's what I used to call him during the day. And at night, I call him Stripes.
Yeah. Hey, I can see it. I can see it. Cause he was definitely somebody something after a minute. It switched. I mean, how many arguments have you had with people live on the radio?
A penny. I have the whole two shows trying to figure out his whole teacher. I'm like, when I found out you was a school teacher, I'm like, okay, that's going to be two shows because I really need to get down to the bottom of this. Who are you teaching?
We need to get down to
the
bottom.
What are you teaching?
Exactly. What are you teaching? He teaches Kung Fu somewhere. Him and, who is it, Dirty Digger? Him and Dirty Digger had a whole hour slap down, drag him out fight on my show. About creation.
Yeah.
You know, whether God created or I did not play one song. I didn't do anything. I just need to let this here play out. I got to let this play out. And I mean, they went at it, knocked down, drag. I said, this here. Sherm the man. Shout out to Sherm the man. Sherm the man was on my show. And it's crazy. He got his show off being on that show. He got his show off being on that show, and now Sherm's doing some real good things, man. So shout out to that dude, man. Shout out to that dude.
And you know, Mississippi was mad you never gave him a show.
hey, ask Mississippi. Wait a minute, we can't ask him, but Mississippi knows good and well why he couldn't have a show. I told him I was not trying to be in court no time soon. Mississippi on the show. He show where everything goes. Everything goes.
Right.
This man had so many complaints on the after.
Yes.
I think it was the Dirty Digger show he was on. He was on the Mel Lawless show. He was on the B-Mo Slim show. He was going across all these shows, and everything he was saying was offending everybody who was listening, because all I kept getting was blog talk messages. Blog talk messages. You must delete this show. Delete this show, da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. Like, God damn, what is he saying? I dare not listen. I'm scared now. I think I messed up. Who was it? I think it was Nikki Outlaw. Nikki Outlaw show. I think that was like the last show, because she had the after hours show, but she also had a regular show, and I think he crossed the two, and he was on a main show. I said, man, Lawless Radio After Dark is gone. Lawless Radio After Dark is over with. We will not be doing that one.
Shutting down the radio.
We gotta show him some love. I knew we had to come out here and just give him some love and just kind of talk about the good old days of Mississippi Red and the fights are fun, the arguments are fun. You know, but I'm honestly saying, I'm gonna say it, and I know it's recorded, but I'm gonna say it. Sometimes he says something that made sense, but I didn't want to admit it.
He even told me that. He said, "Now, Chairman, you know I'm being truthful, but I know what you're doing is your show, so you can't admit it on your show." Well, as long as you understand, no motherfucker, I will never be admitting that you right on my show when you arguing with me. It ain't gonna happen.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
No.
Right.
But I mean, hey, but he was a good sport about it every step of the doggone way.
Hey,
because
we lived in the same house, and I would have to mute him off my show. Remember that?
Yeah, I know.
He be looking dead at me like, how you ain't gonna let me talk? No.
Hey. He was banned. He was banned from my show one day. And that was the show that I wanted to, I was trying to edit. He was banned from my show. So the girl called in and she talked, and he's in the background. Chairman, put me on.
Chairman, shut up. Quit making all that noise.
Just tell him to put me on. I'm trying to say something.
Just be quiet. I'm on the phone. Be quiet.
Chairman, why you won't put me on? I wanted, that show right there, I was trying to get that piece. That went on for at least about 4 or 5 minutes. And then Lil Cuz sent me a message. He said, can you put him on? He said he not going to act up. I said, this dude here is crazy. How is he sitting next to her, yelling to her phone to tell me to put him on? All he had to do was talk. I can't do nothing but hear him. So, but that was that dude, and I was trying to get that. I was trying to edit that show down. I really wanted that because he did some crazy. Hey, every show will always have some crazy, but in that show there was the show where him and who was it? Somebody accused him of looking at some girl. He said, I never looked at that white woman. I never seen that white woman. What white woman was he talking about? We don't know. He was talking to somebody in his mind. It never, we don't know who he was talking about to this day. It just, when you listen to the show, it come out of nowhere. Like, huh? The hell is somebody white woman? Did he think he was in the deal? I don't understand what's going on. What is happening to him?
We got somebody else here. Give a tribute to Mississippi Red.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Buck, what's going on, my brother?
Hey,
oh, yeah, I forgot the
Can you do the laugh? Can y'all do the laugh?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Hey, one Mississippi. Two Mississippi.
What's that now, Hill? Hey, he sound like he was the count on Sesame Street. Oh, man. Yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I had almost forgot about the until you did. I forgot. You did a
When you brought up the thing about the girl, and I remember they had said something about he make noise, and I was like, yeah, he do make that. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, he do.
He did. But this is the crazy thing. Have anybody ever saw this movie called Sling Blade?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, do his guy. Remember? Did he do that?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. He's like that too.
Hey, I found it on YouTube one day at work, and I had to play it for him. And I asked him, was he touched? So remember, the guy in the movie was touched. I asked him, was he touched?
Yes, he was.
And I played the video. My man said, he said, I take some canned meat. I take some of the French fried potatoes.
Yeah, man.
That right there. That man. Let me tell you. That guy. You know, we got great memories of him, man. So,
yeah.
I mean, that is it. You know, I'm a firm believer that we live from our memories, and this has basically been my mode now, you know, for a little while, making memories with my family. You know,
yeah.
We get out of here, and these are the things now that's going to carry. Anything else you leave, they can lose, they can throw away, they can do anything with. But these memories, those memories are going to go on forever. And
never go away.
Yeah,
never go away.
Never go away. So he left us with some good memories, you know. And like I said, I got a double dose of him because I had him on Lawless Radio, but I also had him at work. And like you said, we always had some very good conversation. We had a bunch of crazy moments, you know, at work and on the radio. But, you know, nonetheless, it was always all love. It was always all love. You know, I guess you could say we appreciate each other because, like I said, I had so many people talking about tuning in for the show and none and void, I guess you could call it, you know, but here was this guy. I really didn't know him, and there he was, and we're talking about every day thereafter. I cannot recall a time when I did that show and he was not on that show. I cannot recall a time. Even when I would fill in, remember when we were doing the things where we were crossing and doing each other's shows. You know, I'd be on Catrice's show and he'd call in. I'd be on Sherm's show, he'd call in. I'd be on People's show, he'd call in. I'd be on Nikki Allo, he'd call in. So no matter what, he was there supporting me. And he supported across the board. He supported Lawless, period. I'm going to be on there every step of the way to make sure that everybody know I'm showing love. And that was only thing that I say I will carry. When I got the message from our mail, you know, it just took me back. I had told my wife that I'm going to find a way to remove Facebook because anytime I log on to Facebook, you know, lost. You know, I got a couple of partners, you know, that died, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And it seemed like every time I get on Facebook, you know, it's a rest in peace, especially, God dog it, from my high school graduation class. They got me, man, I'm scared. What they said, scared in a long tail, cat in a room full of rocking tails. It's like everybody from a doggone high school graduating class, like every time I get on our alumni page, you know, hey, y'all send prayers to block. Damn. Everybody dying? So I'm like, I do not want to get on Facebook, you know, because of that, you know. And, you know, she shot me that message. And I was like, damn, this is like something. Because, again, you know, you're trying to hide from death, and you cannot hide from it. You know, he coming and he knocking on everybody's door, you know, but, you know, I don't know. It's just, like I said, I didn't want to try to eulogize, you know, because I don't mm-hmm. want to be somber, because when he got on the show, was it ever a somber show? So I don't want to discredit his memory by getting on and being all somber and sad and all of that. That doesn't do for his memory. You know, whenever you saw that guy, even when he was pissed off, you know, he'd be at work and they tell him he got to go to the bathroom, you know, he throw a fit. But then he cracks some damn joke and laughs his ass all the way to the bathroom. You know, that was who he was. And, you know, that was the purpose and the intent of doing this. And I was like, man, Catrice, she was the one that came up with the idea, because me, myself, was like, damn, I'm trying to figure out something to do. My plan was to try to edit a bunch of shows and just throw it up. And then you was like, man, we're going to do a show for him. Like, say less. Say less. Yeah. We're going to do a show for him. Say less. We're going to do a show for him. That's even better than putting some snippets together. Let's go ahead and do this show.
Because he up there in the pearly gates laughing and laughing. Yeah, he gets his whole commentary like.
Right. Hey, no, I know one thing he better not do. He better not call in. I know that much. hey, tell me you couldn't see him doing it. Damn it, I'm up in heaven. What y'all doing? Put me on. Hey, wait a minute, God. I ain't using your long distance message. It's on my phone.
Awesome guy. Yeah, I, you know, that when you soon as you sent the message, that's the first thing that came to my mind. I said, you know what, we need a tribute, and
we need to
have fun, knowing that he always had fun with us. And he enjoyed Lawless Radio, and we wanted to make sure that we enjoy, let him know that we enjoyed him, and he's gonna be dearly missed. You know, He helped us all, you know. He helped us all and all our shows, just being Mississippi Red, and that's the key though. He was always himself. He was never nobody else.
He was himself.
He was always himself.
Never nobody else. Yep. Always himself.
You know?
And I think some people don't realize when you go on the show sometimes, you know, because you're on here by yourself and you basically talking into air. You know, when you don't have anybody on the show with you, that show can actually be so doggone boring to you. You know, but when you get somebody like him, he come in, he feed off you, and you feed off him. Now your show just jumped off.
I know. Many of my shows, a lot of people listen in just to hear us go at it.
Yeah. Hey, and I was one.
And T.L. Cuz would be like, and the saga continues.
Right.
Tune in.
Next week. Tune in next week. Will they survive another moment? No. It would definitely be. And I mean, he would be that way with all of them, man. We had another group. They were doing the show on Tuesday night, you know, for not embarrassing people, but they call, group call. We got this guy, he calls in, and he says he know you, and we don't want to put him on the show, but he always find a way to get on the show. Shit, how? One of y'all got to be letting him in. He ain't got no access. You know, one of y'all letting him in. But, you know, he's real, you know, he's real, real rowdy. Okay, sure, that's Mr. Hey, we ain't even have to go no further. That was it. Oh, that's just, yeah. Oh, hey, all you got to do is laugh with him and have fun. He going to be it. But then one of the people ended up calling me back and said he a real cool dude. Like, he just seemed wild, but he a real cool dude. And it's like because of his personality. You know, he's, like I said, he's aggressive and in your face.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not him being, mean or anything. That's just the person he is. He's not a, "Hey, here they come." You know, it's a big difference with him. You know, he don't do the whispering. And like I said, for me, my greatest memory would be the fact that a lot of people I've known through my life, and you have to weigh them out to see where they stand with you, never weighed him out, because he made it abundantly clear up front to anybody. You know, we had some people we worked with, and he said it. "I don't want to work with them. I don't like them." "Okay, but we don't pay you to work with people you like." "Well, I'm not going to work. Send me home. I'm not going to work with them." Like, wow, that was him. It was no, he was finna go and deal with this person and fake with this person, you know, for this time frame. "I'm not finna fake. You know, I don't like them. Get me away from them." You know, and that was him. Now, I ain't going to lie and tell you, he been wrote up quite a few times for it, you know, but I respect the fact that he did it. You know, you get so many people, they stick around and all they do is come and rat behind your back. No, that man said right while you stood there, "I need you to understand, I don't like you." And that's it. You know, so I always respected that about him. And then when we go back to the whole thing, the only thing I tell you that I will say that I'm kind of saddened. He always said that when I'm doing one of these TV shows, he wanted to be on. And he's like, "Man, I'm going to come down. I'm going to come to Atlanta. And when you are filming, man, get me on. You know, I'm a thespian. Okay. I'm going to get you on. I'm going to get you on. And never made that happen. You know, he always said, "Man, that'd be the greatest thing in my life. You know, and I just feel, you know, kind of bad that it never happened, you know. But, you know, we can't always have what it is we want. But I would have loved to have seen him jump in front of the camera. Me, myself, personally, I wanted to see him get in front of the camera and freeze. That's what I wanted to see.
Exactly.
Yeah, honestly.
I know one thing. He really looked up to you, PL, though. He really did.
Yeah.
He looked up to you a whole lot. That's all he used to talk about. TL this, TL that, your cousin is. He looked up to you.
Yeah, boy. I mean, he was a man. That's all I could say. He was a tremendous dude, man. I mean, it's always sad, you know, to see anybody go, man. I mean, it's, you know, but and the man had a nice long history. Man. We had a nice long history, man. And cuz I ain't gonna be talking y'all business. But he'll call me in the middle of the night, man, and whenever him and her would have an argument, and me and him would be on the phone 3 o'clock in the morning. "You know I love your cousin." and "Kevin, I don't want there to be no problem between us, Chairman." But Chairman, she cursed me, Chairman. Man, you wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning to tell me you got cussed at? Man, now I'm gonna cuss at you. You're gonna see what she get it from. Me and Mississippi would be on the phone. "Yeah, she got mad, Chairman. I want to let you know that she walked out. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. What time is it in Atlanta?" Did she walk out in Atlanta or did she walk out there? What are you talking about?
Right.
I'm a damn cousin. "Well, Chairman, she told me she ain't want me to come and look for her. And she left. It's 2 o'clock in the morning." Like, "Hey, dude, don't call me no more. At no 2-3 o'clock in the morning, man. Don't call me no more, man." That dude, man, we'd be on the phone. "Chairman, I appreciate you being on the phone with me. You kind of calmed me down. You kind of set me straight. You kind of calmed me down." Dude. Man, don't call me no more this late at night, man. Don't call me no more, man. You know, but it was always good talking with him because it's always, you know, it always feels good when a person is going through something and they feel like, you know, they can talk to you to help them set their mind right. you know, and that feels good because there's a lot of people that somebody right now that's taking their life because they don't feel like there's anybody they can talk to. There's anybody they can be vulnerable. Go ahead and shed your tears and stuff. You know, there's somebody right now going through that, and, you know, I just always felt honored that, you know, he felt comfortable, you know, that now I can confide in this guy, and this guy ain't going to be putting my business all over hell and creation and all of that stuff. I felt honored, you know, that he saw me like that, you know, but I hated the fact that he wanted to confide at 2-3 o'clock in the damn morning. Man, first question. Yeah. Man, you been drinking? No, Chairman, I just had one glass, Chairman. I only had, okay, but how big was the damn glass, man?
Right.
How big was the glass? Man, y'all. Hey, I know we can keep it going and we can keep it going, but, man, yeah. I want to end on a happy note, man. I want to play his second song. He said this was his Mel Lawless song, so I'm going to play his second song, y'all, and then we're going to shout out and get out of here, all right?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Coming home from school, seeking things for you, trying to do the things that a man should do, spending quality time, going to the movies, holding hands in the park, to win, to dark, holding you around town, with the rack top down, down, the wind is in your hair, all the ladies stop and stare, wishing they were you, telling me what to do, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you,
man. That was his joint, man. He had those two joints that he does. Hey, I want to send a shout out, man. I told y'all it's all about moments, man. My boy, you know, we all know how I say, you know, all my kids, they bring home all the medals. Everything is rendered onto Caesar, and I am Caesar. Within our home, my son has now rendered onto me his championship belt, you know, and I've now started putting bounties out on other titles that I want him to go and take. So I got to shout out my son, man. Y'all know how my shout out go, man. Ain't nothing changed, man. Shout out to my family, man. Lewis's, Cole Freeze, man. All love, man. Hey, shout out to everybody that tuned in and still support the people that hit me up telling me to come back. I ain't gonna lie to you. I just may be back. Not gonna say I won't be, but I wanna send heartfelt condolences to Mississippi's family. Just hope that, you know, if y'all listen to this, y'all enjoyed and seen how much we enjoyed Mississippi. You know, again, my condolences to your family, and I pass it over to y'all.
It's always a pleasure. It's a pleasure, and shout out to all those out there who had the opportunity to enjoy Mississippi Red over those years. And with the raw deal with Catrice, we did it up, and it's just an awesome time. And condolences to the family. You know, he may be gone, but that memory is always there, just like we shared the memories this evening. We share some good memories, and we'll be able to sit back and go back and listen to the show again anytime we want to just kind of go down memory lane. So,
Amen.
You know, prayers to the family, and we love you, Lawless.
Lawless.
I just want to say, I had a lot of good times with him, a lot of bad times. We had a lot of good ups and downs. And like I said before, that man was the most intelligent man that I've ever met in my life. I had the privilege to learn so much from him. And right up until his last days, I talked to him 2 days before he passed. And I was supposed to be getting that way. But life, you know, it's not always, it don't always go as you plan. So I at least got a chance to talk to him up until the end. And so he really was. And so I just want to say that everybody, and I went to this moment, you know, it's kind of, and it's flawless.
Hey, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Again, I want to thank LSO for giving us her time slot. Y'all catch her back here next week at 8 p.m. Thank you. Thank you to everybody that listened. And I'm seeing now I got some messages on here, and I'm sorry, but where I was expecting these messages to pop, because when I sent the thing out to everybody, I asked for it to be sent to the Lawless radio page, and that's the page that I have my messenger open in. So I'm just seeing y'all sent these to me on my personal page. So thank y'all for shooting our copy and our piece, some of these memories under the transcript of the show. But I want to thank the people that did take the time, Kayla, Kendra, my man JB, Curtis, Cutler, Tommy, you know, want to thank y'all for sending in y'all memories and everything. And again, I apologize. I couldn't get them. They were on my personal page. Well, I won't say I couldn't get them. I was not logged into my personal page. I was into the Lawless Radio message page where I was expecting everything to be sent. But again, thank y'all. Thank you, Catrice, for coming back. Hey, you know I'm messing around and be bothering you about getting back in here. Get back in the saddle. Sound like you know what you're doing.
Oh, finally, you know what, kind of felt good. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. Okay, I remember this. Okay, it's coming back. Yeah.
hey, muscle memory. Hey, male Lawless, you gonna mess around? You gonna hey? I'm gonna be hitting you.
You know I've been bugging you.
yeah. Hey, I told you, man. We are going to make some magic happen once again. I gotta find a way. I'm gonna holler at God and see if we can do it like a 30-hour a day instead of 24, because this 24 just really ain't working with my schedule as of late. So I need him to change this. y'all help me put in some prayer.
yeah, absolutely.
Hey, no doubt, man. I'm going to catch y'all, man, and it's Lawless.